This conference is being recorded.
Walker Fire Protection Board Meeting, February 9th. Okay, the agenda called for us to have an executive session. We haven't been doing that, but I think afterwards, Greg, you wanted to talk about the survey results. You wanted to do that last month.
Yeah.
We didn't do it. So John has a commitment at 11, he said, so if we can buzz through the meeting and then sit down after the meeting until 11 o'clock and then move forward. So you have an agenda in front of you. I have a motion to approve the agenda.
Motion.
Greg moves. Chuck seconds to approve the agenda. All in favor?
Aye.
All right. Then we ask for comments from anybody that's here to talk about something other that's not in the agenda someplace else.
Well, just the thing on the drive, if you're going to cover that anyway.
Okay.
I have a couple of things I'd like to mention that you usually do that at the end.
We do both, Betsy. If you have something, like I think Peggy is coming or was going to come, she wants to talk about the dance and that sort of stuff,
right,
and talk about what she did. So the people were saying they didn't have an opportunity to say everything that they wanted, so we're giving you a chance at the first.
Okay.
And at the beginning.
How's the plumbing situation?
Okay. Plumbing. we don't answer them, not necessarily now, but that is one of the things that...
Oh, yeah.
Okay, plumbing. Anybody else?
Wait.
Okay. Well, as you know, our family has had a pretty tough month, and so things are slowly getting back. I'm a little lethargic, and things have been put off, but I'm slowly dragging myself back into the real world. I had some questions last month. We were talking in there are agenda items here. So we'll talk about them at length in a few minutes. But, you know, I was interested in what the lawyer had to say about the contract, you know, the alarm contract. I wasn't sure I was happy about that process in terms of what he did. And we weren't necessarily asking him to do the cost evaluation of what that thing was costing us. And that seemed to be what he did mainly, was to do that kind of stuff. And... But there are several things that we've started out wanting to do. We've done, this is a different year than it's been in the past couple of years. Things, you know, in 2010 we had, there was turmoil, we got calmed down a little bit. 2011 we had the big thing with the truck and the ISO and that sort of stuff happening. This year we had smaller projects, and one of the big things we did is the survey. So, but at the same time we were also trying to increase the donations, see how we could do to increase the donations, and the survey became part of that. But we're almost through the year. We're, you know, we only have a couple of months left, and some of the projects that we talked about was the apron over here and the helicopter landing pad. And since we've had a helicopter landing, maybe they're fine. They can land wherever they want to land, but the rocks and stuff are more difficult on their skids. And they had actually asked us to try to do something about making that a concrete pad. So, anyway, those kinds of things, I think we need to focus a little bit and try to move, get some of these things behind us so that we're not giving it to the next board to have to deal with. But other than that, I think things are going along fine. Vic's not here yet, but I think he's going to come. But it appears that the budget, we're even with budget at least. We are ahead in income in October, November, December. We were already ahead in January when I talked to Adam in terms of the income that's coming in. So, you know, we're on track in that way. And so things seem to be going along. Now, I do have some issues with the accountant and the Walker Trash, and I'll talk about that when we get to that. But, okay, Secretary's report, you have the minutes from him from last meeting. Do you have any corrections, suggestions about that? Russ, do you have anything?
The only other piece outside the minutes. So I received some updated information from the county regarding the property addresses up here, wanting to get us with an update list. I've been working on that. I did spend some time with the mailing returns that we got, and we had 20 returns, and half of them we have corrected addresses in there. The other half are still bad. So that's going to require some additional research. See what we can find, but that's coming along real well. email changes that we've been receiving, those have already been applied, so we're in good shape there. Signed the alarm letter about a week ago or 2 weeks ago, and we're going to get a copy of that and put it in the file. Other than that, I've got the contract for the Walker Trash Collection Service, and again, I'll go ahead and file that here. That's it.
I have a motion to accept the minutes. Chuck moves. Have a second. I'm going to give it to Scott. I think you were just coughing. Okay, all in favor?
Aye.
Okay. Treasury report, we'll hold off until Vic comes. We'll do that, then go right to Rogers.
Fire chief report. We had one call, which was a search and rescue that became a medical requiring that we fly the patient by helicopter from the station to Phoenix. This was an exposure-related call, and that was our second one of the winter, meaning, you know, exposure to the elements. Fleet, nothing to report. Training, our January 19th training was fitness training and preventative maintenance on the trucks. Our February 2nd training was our annual CPR first aid training. Attendance at both was in the mid-teens. Arizona Wildfire Academy, no report. PAWIC, okay, so this is good news. PAWIC has approved $1,500 in scholarship money for Walker Fire to attend the Arizona Wildfire Academy. That covers, I think, all but like $100 or $200 of our expense. So that is great news that they stepped up like this. Before, they had committed to $1,000. We're going to see what they could do above and beyond, and $1,500 was the number. So we're grateful to them for that. The process is that we request that we send them an invoice, and they'll remit payment. The 2013 Wildfire Expo, different event, is scheduled for April 20th at the Square. We usually participate by having a truck at the event, and I've made it known that we'd like to participate on that basis this year. Facilities, there's a couple of other things besides what I have here that I should have included. Arizona Heating and Cooling fixed the heater that was broken. It was the one up there. So that's all fixed. Stephen asked about the water. We still have no water. We're going to have to engage on something of a construction project in the spring or the summer. We're going to need to dig a trench and either make a decision about, you know, insulating the hell out of the pipe or taking the pipe down lower. But either way, it's been like a month without water, and, you know, still nothing.
How deep is the pipe now?
It's nowhere near deep enough. It's like a foot, maybe less.
An eighth of an inch.
Yeah, it's very close to the surface.
Does the pipe PVC?
I believe it is. Yeah. And
it's easy to fix.
Yeah, we can either insulate it or make it lower. But either way,
there's actually a metal you can put through it to keep it the same level that expands and contracts. If you don't want to, I'm not sure which one's the most cost effective to go.
Okay.
I know because I had the same thing happen at my house. It's not that I'm brilliant, but I've been talking to people on the same issue.
Okay. So that's coming. Hopefully we can do it pretty cheap. Thanks to Gene and Keith for shoveling the driveway. I told you to get the glory.
Oh, yeah, we got the glory.
We did the last
The last thing, Basin Ops, I think there were a couple, some a misunderstanding about what this is. So wanted to go over it again real quick. As mentioned previously, Walker will be hosting the 2013 Basin Ops Drill. The idea is that this will simulate an initial attack, which will then transition into a Type 3 incident, and then transition into a Type 1 incident. The process being simulated triggers various agencies and responses that would occur outside of our role in the initial attack. For example, Walker Fire would play no role in actually evacuating people. This could be requested by Walker Fire to YCSO, who would then likely have the Jeep Posse do the actual evacuation. There are countless other functions that would be carried on without our direct involvement, including anything from Red Cross, animal disaster services, and so on. Our scope is initial attack, recognition that we need help, and knowing who to call for help. And that's all I got.
Peggy, there's a chair over there. Come on,
I'll grab that one. I was thinking of that. There's one over here for you, Peggy.
Right here.
Sit at
the table.
See
the monitor.
Can't
believe
you're late.
Wow.
You can be at the table.
Yeah.
Special.
No.
Okay. Any questions for Roger? Vic? John?
Yeah, could you start that whole thing?
I sure can.
That's a bad chance.
All right, thank you.
No question. I'll bring it after he's done. I just walked in for you.
Oh. No worse now than I expected.
No.
Yes.
Yes.
I had to plot this morning.
All right.
You can get out.
Got a motion to accept the fire chief's report?
Motion.
I'm going to get
Greg Stava.
Shocked this
morning.
Oh,
is there one back there?
Yeah.
Russ, second. Go. All in favor?
Aye.
Where's Bill?
Treasurer's report. You want to go get some more chairs? Hang on a minute and get some more chairs. Okay, somebody else shows up.
Treasurer's report?
Treasurer's report, yeah.
Timely. Sorry, folks. No water this morning, and I forgot I had to plow, too. Last month, when the Treasury report was given, it was minus a couple of things. It wasn't complete. The problem is we don't get a credit card bill until the middle of the month, which screws up us getting timely financials. I've just changed that, but I had to write the bank a letter. When was the last time somebody asked you to write a letter to request that? So really nothing has changed last month. It actually improved a little bit from what Greg gave last week. About a smidgen on the positive side for the year to date, and I think that's really what everybody wants to hear anyway. So we're right on budget and a little bit ahead right now.
You need a motion to accept that report?
I liked it. Beautiful. I'll show it.
Chuck Bauer moves.
Anybody want
John
to read it?
In seconds. All right, all in favor? All right,
thank you.
Opposed? Okay, committee reports. This is, I think, John, you were talking about dates and making dates for the these different things, Firefighter Appreciation Day and Walker Day.
Right.
Do you have anything to say other you want to – you have a proposed date?
Yeah, I think anyone has a calendar. I think it's the 23rd of June. Is it Saturday? It may be the 22nd.
22nd.
There you go. 22nd of June is what we're targeting for Walker
Day. Okay. So
and I think what I'd like to do is have us put something on the web. We can already start saving yard sale items, things like that. There's no time early enough to start saving for those things.
When we draft the newsletter,
we'll make sure that it's included in there.
Okay. You're going to combine it with the yard sale again?
Correct.
Okay.
Sure. That's always
have you talked to Teresa?
Yes. She said no, but she knows that she'll eventually say yes. So I think we're on target. Yeah.
Okay.
And right. For
Firefighter Appreciation Day.
You know, up till now, we've done it later in October, and if Roger has any, I think there might be an extra month. Is there an extra Saturday in October as well, Roger, or not?
No, there's four.
Okay. So what is the last one?
So last year we did it in late September, if that matters. This year,
that's right.
You go to October, there's October 19th and then October 26th if you want to do it later in the month.
Okay. You know what? That's not quite as critical as getting Walker Day out. So, Bill, you and I can talk about potential dates for Firefighter Appreciation Day. We can just think about the 19th of October. Would there be a training on that day?
The 19th, yes.
All right.
Well, the later you go, the more likelihood they have weather issues.
Right.
If you wanted to look at September late in that month, it would be the 21st or the 28th.
Okay.
And that's also a four Saturday month, so you wouldn't have an extra Saturday.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So we'll put that on the table then for the Firefighter Appreciation Day.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Firewise, I think you wanted to talk
about
something.
I want to comment about Walker Day.
Okay, sure.
Over the last several years, we had Walker Day. I think they've been successful. And many of us in here probably have donated stuff to the yard sale, and that's been a pretty good deal. And I just have one request. I've donated some really nice things to that yard sale, and they got scarfed up by the people who are on the board or part of the fire department, or instead of the people who are coming to this Walker Day, which I'd like to put a parameter on this so that stuff that we donate actually is for yard sale, for the people who come to the yard sale, not for the people who are actually part of this organization.
So you want a no scavenging policy?
Yes, I do.
Scavenging after everyone is closed up on the...
Yeah.
And the board members can buy anything they want then.
Well, what we did last year was if people wanted to earmark something ahead of time, so fire department official Roger needed anything out of the pile for the fire department, welcome to take it. I don't know that anything actually disappeared with it. Well, I think there were some cool rakes, whatever those big rakes are called, the big-headed things. I think Mark Heron gave us about 5 of those, and they disappeared. But other than that, I think most people had earmarked certain things that they wanted, and they got paid for. Teresa was keeping track of that.
She made them pay for it.
She did. Yeah.
Okay. So you want to do
it? I got a brand new trash compactor I donated, and
it was gone before the yard sale.
Somebody took that and was part of the group here, and they took it for their personal use. So
did they pay for it, or they just took it?
No, she made them pay. I don't know whether
it was a fair charge.
She made him
pay. It was a dollar. I took it for a dollar.
No.
Yeah.
Really?
Yes.
Yeah, we'll see. That's not right.
No. So let's not have scavenging.
Yeah. All right.
I'm willing to go for the fire department if they need something, but the rest of us, I think we can afford it. So.
Okay. All right. Well, that's an easy enough practice.
Sure.
All right. Firefighter Appreciation Day, we can just table that for now. Firewise. Sure.
Firewise. We've done about, let's see, we've completed about 6 mitigations so far this year. And we've got about 12 that are pending. Of those are another 5 that have been assessed. And we have several more that are to be assessed yet.
Okay.
That's about it.
Okay. Do you have plans for chipper days and things like that? Do you have dates?
Yes.
Have you contemplated that?
Yes, we're working on it, still trying to get with the county on this. What we'd like to do is use the first 3 weeks, maybe last week of April, to pile slash here at the fire department, then bring in the big chipper like we did a year ago, January, and chip and grind it all and get it out of here in one day. And by doing it that way, having it cleaned up before the annual meeting on the 25th.
We've talked about, and we contacted the county, and got a ballpark figure on what that's going to cost us on an hourly basis. He's actually going to, Doug's going to actually present us with a quote, an official quote. He wants to come down and present it.
Okay.
And because, of course, it involves hauling in,
hauling out,
all that stuff. So, yeah. And we still are looking at a needle week here, and that would probably be in the first part of May, and that's something that we might want to chip in and help.
Sure, I was going to say, it's just a matter of getting it on the calendar. You don't think you have to come through here to do it, just get to hold of Chris.
No,
put it on the calendar.
Yeah.
And then that way, and then do you need funding from the board? I think we have a budget. Don't we have a budget for the fireways? A budget item?
I think we might. And, Laura and I have been working on that. So we'll get the dates together. As soon as we hear from Doug, I think that's going to be our key.
Sure. Well, it's money well spent. There's no
question. We've been trying for 3 months to get a commitment out of the county.
He's promised that within the week here, we should probably see something. If not, then I'll have to go down to his office and beat up on him again.
Well, we got some figures from him, but he still wanted to get with us and
propose that formally.
Yes.
Okay.
Are we? What's the question, Lauren? Are we getting much reaction from potato pads? Are they coming out for the chipper days, things like that?
Yes, they do.
Okay.
And we've also had several pickups where we've gone up and helped the. So many of those people drive up their Escalades.
Right.
They want to throw slash in the back of their.
Right.
SUVs.
Yeah. Right. Right.
Okay.
We've gone up there and picked up a lot of stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And one of the things we're really thinking about for using the grinder again is because of all the delay that goes on with the pickups and the waiting in line, and it takes a tremendous amount of time. And if we can get it stashed and stacked,
right.
I mean, clean it up. They provide the loader, they provide the grinder. You know.
Okay.
Done deal. Yes.
Okay.
Bill, Detainment is also participating in the mitigation process. Are they not doing it as far as
we have one who's requested mitigation up there.
Okay.
We've done the assessment.
Okay. Any other questions? Vic, do you have a question?
I was just going to have. There's no budget for firewires per se. I mean, there's money throughout the budget for, you know, different things, but not earmarked for them.
Right. Okay.
So like last year when we came down to, we need just a couple hundred or something like that to have enough for the last trip or day.
Yeah.
We
okay.
Kick that in.
But it's money well spent. I mean, you know, it really is.
Okay. I have one question for Warren. Gary Honeycutt told me what his costs were for doing all that. I was just shocked. Are you seeing these low of numbers? Gary Honeycutt took out
41 trees.
41 full grown trees, cleaned up the whole place, dropped two or three right next to his house for $3,000. I'm like,
no, more than that. His was about $4,800, with $1,500 of it just for three trees.
Ah, well, still, that's
The bargain property was 36 trees on one property for $3,100, and eight of those were highly technical trees that required a bucket truck.
Mm, that's incredible.
But it's still an awful lot for property.
Yes, it is.
Well, here's a suggestion. You know, we're trying to articulate or put our newsletter together and the ask and what we're trying to do. That could certainly be something as an expansion of that, as that partnership money, some of that county money's gone.
Good point.
Well, and that you get something to add to that?
No, go ahead. Now I have a list of things going in the ask letter. That's what I'm adding to.
I'll keep my question to later on. We've got something, but we have another issue going on with a grant from the Forest Service that we're working on right now. He spent some time yesterday. Did you see that?
We had two state foresters up yesterday. Russ Shoemate, who is the assistant regional forester for the Prescott area, and the guy who's...
Josh.
Yeah, his name is Joshua Hudson, and he's the one that... that actually determines what will be on the grant, how it'll be written, and so on. So we've rewritten this thing two or three times, and I'm still trying to figure out just exactly how he wants this thing worded and the budget done and so on. But I invited them up here to take a look at some of the properties so they could see what it is we're up against, how many trees are and undergrowth we do have, the steepness of our properties, because the steepness of our properties determines the degree of slope, percent of slope, determines the spacing that you want to use to mitigate a property, how far it is between trees and so on the downhill side. So I took them around to several properties that are either pending mitigation or have been mitigated to show what we've done. And for the most part, what we've done fits in with what they see as the scope of proper mitigation. There are some instances that where they would have left a tree where we took a tree, and vice versa. It's a judgment call.
Okay.
We've taken down 119 trees. A great deal of these were what called technical, where they're power lines, telephone lines, buildings, things of that nature, where they were expensive trees to take out.
Okay.
I have one thing to say about the Chipper Day. The WCAA has funding as far as planning and contributing toward getting done. This is all. We have grant funding that is available for part of that, correct?
Yes.
So as far as Chipper Day, that's a joint project where there is, it's not just the you don't have to worry about it being a cost that is held strictly by the WFCA. The WCA has a good amount of funding participation in that too. So
no, Betsy, I think we understand that there are other funding sources. I'm just thinking that if there's a need for funds, then we certainly it's a worthwhile project to participate in. And it's we understand that you have these grants and you have funding and everything. It's just if you need an extra dollar or two, then
just to wrap this up, one thing that Lauren was doing with the Forest Service people, we might have to alter that grant a little bit. That was we've been awarded.
We're going to have to go back to the federal. Yeah. The feds are going to have to approve this because the cost per acre is several times higher than what the original grant request was for. And they're going to, the federal Forest Service, the U.S. Forest Service, is going to have to approve this change. Chances are they will because we've got a good case.
They're not altering the amount of the funds. They're just altering how that...
The number of funds remains the same. The number of acres that we can accomplish with that amount is what's going to have to change.
Okay. Any other questions for Lauren or Chuck about their power lines? All right. Volunteer of the month, we have one certificate for Dan Houck. Hey, did you get your certificate?
No.
We had a certificate for you?
We didn't.
Didn't give it to her?
Where
is it? It's in my bag. You got a certificate for the dance.
Oh, well.
Yeah. That was a great idea.
Blessing
it was a great idea. Yeah, no kidding. That's fun.
No, I don't need a certificate. Thank you.
You got no place to hang it?
Okay. I appreciate that.
Around my neck.
Around your neck. Okay. But anyway, old business. Articles of Incorporation. We got this message from... Whittington's office last night. I get it on my phone, so I wasn't. Do you have copies of it here?
Yes, I do. I have
enough to share?
I do not,
share?
Because he sent it out to everybody, and I figured everybody
so
would.
So are we going to have to table this thing until next month?
Well, here, let me just give you the short
copies.
Well, I'll tell you what, I haven't read it, and I don't know.
We don't want to take the time to actually, for each of us, to hash through this thing. And then.
No, but here's the gist of what we got.
Right.
Okay, I had a conversation with him yesterday.
Right.
We got a revised set of articles of incorporation.
Proposed by Karash, or proposed by him.
We took the Karash articles, and we asked him to review and revise.
Right, okay.
So what he did was do that.
Okay.
He said, well, Karash's articles were a little wordy and long.
Okay.
Okay, so what we took, he took out... And it's attached to this letter. I can pass around if you want to look. This is what he calls Amendment A. There's three pages of things from the article that he took out.
Okay.
And in the letter, he addresses this, and he's basically saying, look, the articles should be concise and to the point. This stuff should be in the bylaws. I'm not going to go and take the time to put them in the bylaws because that would be a real costly situation. But, if the board wants that, he said, I'd love to fix up your bylaws, but he said that's something we talk about later on. But,
all right.
That's the long and the short of it.
Okay. So we're going to table the articles. The alarm contract. We do not have a copy of it, or do you have a copy of it?
The alarm contract was supposed to be in my hands this week. And I made a trip down there and asked them also to give us some bullet points on that so we could talk about that. We already have the bullet points in Russ's minutes. And Jeff said, yeah, I'll get that too. And I called again yesterday, and apparently he was out. And I'll go down there this week and get the alarm contract.
Okay.
So and the bullet points we can... So I think
okay. Well, when we spoke a couple of weeks ago, you said that there were some issues other than the cost.
Yes.
I mean, this fee, this $5,000 fee, I think wasn't what we asked him to do. I thought he was going to look at the contract to see whether or not it was there was something in that contract that needed to be changed, and not so much how much we're being charged.
We asked, I think we charged him with reviewing the alarm contract and informing us of what he thought was issues with the alarm contract. I believe that's the long and the short of it. And when he called in, the majority of his conversation was dedicated to the cost involved, because he saw that as it was, first of all, an error in the Schedule A. It was an error in the calculation, and he thought, you know, being from the outside, you know, don't get a negative attitude about it. He did what we asked him to do, and really the long and the short of that issue is that, yes, there were a lot of mistakes in it, and yes, we are being charged a large amount of money for this in relation to everybody else. We explained to him that, really, I think the long and short of the meeting was, you know, we don't really have a lot of leverage in that situation. That alarm contract was born out of, I think Roger said, when we were in the process of attempting to get a fire district here, that we told them at Prescott we were going to become a fire district, and that's how we got the alarm.
Exactly.
And so we have not, to this point, told them otherwise. They haven't asked otherwise. And so at this particular point, we told Jeff, look, we appreciate that. And he's correct. He went through this thing. But I don't think we have a leg to stand on to go to the alarm people, and we can't do without the alarm. So if you think it was money wasted, I don't think it was money wasted. I think it was a good example of somebody looking this over and going, these are the issues with it. One of the things that came out of that is this an annual? Is this every 5 years? I think Roger was going to look in the files and determine what, did we have another alarm contract before this, or this was the first one?
No, this was not the first one. I did not look. I can do that right now. There's a book up there. But there's talk of structuring the next contract. So this is something
right.
It feels like that there's no fixed schedule to how often it comes up, because it's been but before this one, which was the 2011 contract, it's been a while since there's been any, and now it's 2013, and they're looking forward to the next one down the road a little. So it seems like it's a haphazard frequency.
I believe that's true, but you know, I think what we can take away from Jeff Coughlin is the fact that the next time we go around this, we may look at this in some different light. And you know, I get a little frustrated with the board, because every time we go out and spend money, whether either our corporate attorney or another attorney, everybody gets up in arms about it because they're spending money on legal fees. But we're going to people who are telling us from experience and expertise what we should be thinking about. To me, that's worth dollar for dollar.
And I wouldn't agree that it's the entire board. You know, if you look at the budget and what we've spent in legal the last couple of years, it hasn't been much. I think we budgeted $2,400 last year, the year before, and I don't know that we even hit it. You know, there's an appropriate point in reaching out to one, our corporate attorney, and we have to understand it is our corporate attorney. That's the NO insurance that's going to protect us if he screws up. There's going to be situations where we have, because of a conflict, we have to go to a Jeff, and that's, you know, that's exactly why we have to go to somebody other than Bill, because how tightly this thing is wound between you know, the alarm company and Whittington, representing several of the interested parties in this thing, as well as us. So, you know, the reason he had to recuse himself and kick it out was because of the conflict. So we got Jeff. Jeff, next time around, if we choose to use Jeff, we'll be a little bit more familiar with our circumstance. And the other thing is, we charged him, one, we wanted to understand exactly, because this was new for this board, you know, what was the depth of the contract, the Schedule A in the contract, which wasn't attached to the executed document, you know, really did have some onerous detail on it and scant information. So you sign this contract with the Exhibit A, and, for example, the capital expenditures that we found were expended early on, and there is a hook for any one of the departments that are part of the contract that they have to absorb part of it. Okay, well, what we found in determining is that whatever that portion was spent, okay? And so you know, we got a little bit more clarity on that. The other thing is, Jeff did spend a little bit, an inordinate amount of time on the cost savings and the proportionate allocation to the departments. Now, when we see the bill, we'll see how much time he spent on that, because that was part and parcel of the total review, and if he spent too much time on that, we'll pick the phone up and call them and have the bill adjusted. I mean, that's what you do with attorneys. But at the end of the day, you know, and we managed him through the conversations, we understand that, you know, but, you know, it's not always an even split amongst all the groups. You know, if you're the fly in the ointment, you're going to pay a base charge, and unfortunately, that's what we got stuck with. Now, I think our, Roger's position is $5,000 for a base charge for what we get out of it is immaterial. It's $416 a month. That's what it was 4 years ago when I was treasurer. Hasn't raised. Hasn't changed.
Correct.
That's the summary.
Okay. Scott, do you have any thoughts on this?
Well, we went round and round on this issue at the last meeting, and I think ultimately the bottom line was not to do, because I was coming from the viewpoint of trying to do everything we could to get the cost down, but the point the rest of them made was we don't want to rock the boat and be without. So since we're in danger of being without, it would be better to bow our heads and go ahead and do it, and maybe at a point when we have greater leverage to readdress it. So I understood, and I was sort of taking the devil's advocate viewpoint in our discussions at the last meeting, and I concur with the conclusion once you guys sort of fleshed out why we're making those decisions.
And that's a great point that I missed. You know, what we asked everybody to do was, was because of the circumstances at the present time. That doesn't mean we can't look at this and negotiate it in the future, but what I would suggest is if we got in because they had an idea that we might be a district, and that's not going to happen, and that is the key criteria, I don't know that I'd be shouting at the top of my lungs to reduce the fee.
We had also had several months of putting them off. If they'd given it to us, and we said, well, before we sign this, we'll sign it next week, but let's work this out. But we had given them the idea that we were going to sign it for several months, so we had expended our time of negotiations with them. They just wanted to get the damn thing done, and because of the risk if we didn't. So we came to a consensus.
And I think we had given Jeff a two-hour window on this, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah, but I gave him another hour because when I talked to him. I'll talk to him. John, you have
any? Did we in fact sign and send this thing off?
Yes. You have any questions about
that? That's all I need to know.
All right. Well, let me tell you my thoughts about this thing. This started actually 2 years ago in 2011 when we got this proposed contract for us to sign. And it was an annual thing because the districts cannot commit the succeeding boards. So they have to go year to year in these governmental or semi-governmental agencies. They sent us a contract. I don't know who had signed the original contract. I don't know if there was an original contract that was signed. I don't know, because the records really aren't that well kept. But the record, the contract that they sent us in 2011 was just a boilerplate that they copied from another fire district, Central Yavapai. So a lot of the references in there were to Central Yavapai. I took that to Bill Karash, and he said, and it was distributed to the board. Everybody on the board at the time saw this contract. I took it to Karash. He went through there and said, these are things, this is language that doesn't pertain to us because we are a corporation, not a fire district, and we are not Central Yavapai. So we sent that edited copy back to Prescott. And then they came back with what was the proposed contract. We didn't get anything done in 2011. So this thing came back. I sent it back to Karash again. He looked at it, and he made some other and changes, pen and ink changes. This all came, and I signed the contract. And but I had distributed it to you as well. I mean, there had been contract in the emails. You'll find that I had sent, I think, this contract around when it came back, when the one came proposed that I did actually sign. Whittington came to that meeting, and he's reading through there, and he comes up. Whittington had actually, he was the one that drew up the contract for the city of Prescott. Okay? So he's sitting there telling us that the contract isn't appropriate for us. So
he said he had a conflict
of interest. He had a conflict of interest, but he also said there was issues in this contract. He saw that there was things that we needed to do. And so then he refers us off to Jeff. So, and as careful as we try to be about directing these lawyers about what they're going to do, my view of what we were asking to do was the language of the contract in before the Schedule A, because the $5,000 was a commitment by us that they had decided was the minimum. There are three agencies, three of us that meet the minimum requirement. Ourselves,
where our call volume is 33, Groom Creek, whose call volume is like 66, and Williamson Valley. So when he called me and said, started talking about, because I was asking him to get this thing done for the board meeting, then he said that he had this issue with the $5,000 payment. And I, my remarks to him, and I think Chuck too, when he actually talked to him, was that that's not what I was looking for. I was looking for the language of the contract. The Schedule A was just laid out how they devised the fee structure. We don't meet the minimum. We don't have enough call volume to meet their $5,000 minimum. So when he was spending his time trying to arrive at the formula, saying that, you know, he was said their formula was wrong, their numbers were wrong, he was in inside their working agreement or their operational fees. Didn't have anything to do with us. We just had a $5,000 fee. So I said, well, gosh, maybe Groom Creek feels the same way about it. But I didn't bother calling Roger because I called Groom Creek. And he says, don't go there. You know, this is, you know, we have when we were being dispatched by Yavapai County, we were paying $7,000 to $8,000. So he saves money. He's happy. He doesn't have to have somebody on answering the phone all the time. So I thought, and I expressed that to Jeff, that what I wanted to see is the language of the contract, the Schedule A, something that we should be signing. The Schedule A and all its convoluted formula, it really doesn't apply to us until we get to the point where we have enough calls to meet the $5,000 threshold. And so that, in my view, we that was just wasted time. And I don't know that we want to try to negotiate this thing down below $5,000. If we get on board with Williamson Valley and Green, this is the city of Prescott that operates this thing. And, $5,000 seems to work for us. We fit it into our budget. We weren't complaining about that particular thing. It would be nice to save the money. That was my first reaction. Oh, my gosh, I can save some money. Until I talked to Todd Bentley. And this isn't necessarily where we want to go. But that's my view of what happened in this review process. Vic?
Just real quick, I mean, we have just under $3,000 for legal budget. Now, anybody that's been in business, that's $3,000 when you're talking about attorneys.
It's chump change, right.
Or less. If something like this $5,000 comes up, really the question is it worth $5,000? And I agree with you, Bill. Instead of reading all of the verbiage, you know, just call them and say, we don't want to pay this much. I'm a contractor. You know, and I use contracts all the time. But at the end of the day, when you're negotiating a contract, you were talking about the scope of work you're providing and the money you're sending. The rest of it is just boilerplate stuff. And we'll spend, we probably spent over $1,000 reviewing $5,000. Not money well spent. That's my point.
Yeah.
Well, so we need to be real careful what we ask our attorneys to get into, because you can't, you cannot slow an attorney down when they start reading these contracts. You know, Christ, they come back and they're all marked up. You could give it to 20 attorneys and they would all mark up each other's, and then it's an ongoing deal. So I just think we need to be real judicious in what we ask them to look at.
I agree with you. And my point on this one, I got that contract. I looked at it. None of the names were right on the thing. Everybody's crossing off this name. And the attorney wasn't right. They crossed off. I mean, the city attorney wasn't right. They crossed off. Our secretary wasn't right. There. Nothing was right about this. Everybody was crossing off, so signing it off and everything. So when we actually engaged Jeff on this thing, I thought, okay, it's a good idea to find out what are the bones in this thing. And if the bones are fine, if we have a chance later on to do something about that, fine. He did spend a lot of time on the $5,000, and we talked to him at the meeting. It was like, okay, we're done with the
$5,000.
Move on. So the other issues are embedded in the minutes, and I'll get a bullet point from him, and let's move on with this.
Speaking of moving on, let's talk about this specific.
All right.
I'm talking, in general, we need to be real careful when we ask an attorney to look at anything, because we'll always find something.
All right. We have been.
Okay. All right. I'm sorry. This happens to be a bone of contention with me, so I'm sorry to drag this out. But, all right. Survey results. We're going to
let's have a, we'll have a little executive session afterwards about the survey results.
We did present it.
Yeah, you did last. Yeah, okay. But in terms of what our plans to go forward are as a result of that.
Were there observations between the board members?
Right.
Because that's going to get into the planning.
Right.
All the planning.
Right. Okay. Okay.
That is posted on the website as well.
Okay. I have the next thing is the dance, and I understand, Peggy, that you have a couple of proposed dates for to do this. So you want to continue this as a kind of a...
We had a really good, enthusiastic ending. I mean, and we've been out since our dance here, and the people, when are you going to have another station? Number one, they enjoyed the atmosphere of the casual, and... What I'd like to do is I told them I'd brought it to the board, April 13th, May 11th, June 8th, which is the second Saturday of the month, from 2 to 5 in the afternoon, if the board would want to do this. We would be glad to come out and larger the trucks in and out. And we have asked Larry Messerly if he would sort of get a group to help set up the tables and the chairs and take them down. And, you know, we'll clean the floor, whatever it takes, and, or just tell us what you want us to do.
Paint the pot.
What? Paint the pot?
Paint the pot for
Just kidding. All right. So you have the other dates. You have 4/13, 5 what? And this is the second Saturday.
Yeah,
there we go.
May 11th and June 8th.
Okay.
It's the second Saturday.
Okay, you want to go into July, August, September? You want to see how these go? And
we're
going to
see how April and May go,
and then
see if we can go on, or maybe a tour month, or I'll come back to the board. And, you know, if they're getting enough out of this, we'd like to continue.
Sure.
But if you're not happy with, you know, funds you might be getting, donations from it, we can just stop. We're going to leave it up to the board, of course, we'll do whatever you suggest or want.
Well, my reaction, Peggy, is in terms of the money, is it's not so much, as long as it doesn't cost us a lot of money, the bingo and the pancake breakfast don't make a whole lot of money, they make a little bit of money. But it's such a big event, such a great event, that you want to have those kinds of events. So let me see what the board thinks, all right, real quick, and then see. Scott, you have
We've reviewed this issue, and we're 100% supportive as long as your activities don't conflict with anything. So I think the conclusion that we came to in the last board meeting is the same. It's great to make a little bit of extra money, get people goodwill from the community and the external community. So,
and this isn't necessarily only from the community. There's people from outside that are coming to this too. But there are, Roger?
The only thing that I had, I think I put this in an email to the board, is just whether or not come June or later into the summer, whether 2 to 5 is not a great time because it might be too hot.
Are air conditioners aren't working?
other than that, I mean, in terms of logistics, there's no obstacle, but, I don't know if it would be too hot in the summer.
Okay. So you're talking about maybe adjusting the time. But
adjusting time, we can maybe like May figure that out.
Sure. Yeah, I mean, it's just something to be wary of. I mean, when it's freezing right now, having something, in the middle of July in the afternoon sounds pretty good, but when we get there, if it is too hot, that's just something to think about.
Would you suggest like maybe in the evening? Or?
I would think
toward the evening hours.
Yeah.
Either that or let them sweat.
Like a 5 to 8 or something like that.
Has that frozen pipe problem been solved somehow?
No.
No.
Not yet.
Okay. John?
Still frozen?
Yeah. I mean,
we can. We can do it anytime.
Sure, it doesn't make any
difference. Somebody wants to run a pick. We can solve that problem.
Yeah, it's all about labor. John, about the dance?
You know what? My only two concerns was if Roger and his guys are happy to move trucks out and back. That's not an issue like during fire season, things like that, where they're stacked up or something. And the second thing was my concern of like diminishing returns. People, how many did you have at the first dance?
73, they counted, but we had 69
that
actually signed up.
Yeah, I mean, and what I notice is, like, with a lot of functions, if you do 3 or if you start doing it every month, all of a sudden 70-some people are like, well, we can go next month. Next thing you know, you're down to 22 people.
Just cut it off.
Yeah, I mean, but if you do it, like, every other, you'll find this out as you get into it. If you do it every other month, you might find that you can retain 60 or 70 people.
We got people saying, suppose we could go twice a month.
Get out.
We'll try to walk.
You're not understanding the dancers. I understand. Yeah.
The other side of that coin is the increase from
right.
Right.
The other way too.
Right.
Vic, do you provide dancing lessons?
Sure.
Too late for some of us.
Never too late.
Did we put this on the Walker web last time?
Man, we will.
My own heart.
Did we last time?
I don't know. I think so. Okay. We had an announcement. We had an announcement.
Good.
I think it's a wonderful thing. I was there for the thing because I believe, I talked with Greg about this, I believe that a board member needs to be involved with this for the insurance coverage. So that,
right.
So I don't have a problem handling that, but I would also welcome another board member in case we
sure.
shift off like Vic.
I think if we put in the minutes that this is a dance committee that's part of the Walker Fire Protection Association, it's just like everything else because there are times of Pancake Day and some of the other bingo things, they're not necessarily board members there.
Yeah.
It's not so much that we have to be present. It just has to be something that's approved in our WFBA.
Would our insurance cover, say, one of the dancers fell down and broke their leg while they were there?
Our insurance covers everything once.
Yes.
Once.
Yeah.
Everyone knew that.
No matter how bad it is, no matter what you're doing, once.
Okay.
And then there'll be a discussion.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
And that end, that's why you want to be a little careful when you do that.
Yeah.
Because they will come.
They will rate you.
The problem is that then it all of a sudden sends up an antenna.
Yeah.
Yeah,
I was in a porta potty too.
Yeah, okay. Yeah.
I was really freaked out the last week because it was solid ice out here. And,
yeah, that's a good point. Can we roll out a carpet or something?
Well,
the carpet gets worse. All right.
No, okay. Right before the dance.
Anything about the dance?
No, that's it.
Okay. Russ? No. Okay. All right. So we have a motion to approve this, the dance committee.
Absolutely.
Scott, who seconds?
Vic.
Vic seconds. Okay. All in favor?
Aye.
Okay. Dumpsters, real quick, I have an issue with the accountant doing the accounting. People are sending their money in. He's only opening the letters once or twice a month. People are not getting their answers back right away. We've kind of addressed that now. We are getting calls from people who we do not send bills out to people. We do send announcements in the newsletter and in the email, but there are still people who don't subscribe. And then they send their money and don't get the accommodation back. We change the accommodation. There's confusion, and I don't want to pay them $160 a month to do the entry. I mean, that's going to be $2,000 a year. We get $4,000 out of this thing, so half of it goes to the accountant. It's a simple enough process.
A lot of that initial was a setup thing.
No, he said the setup wasn't so bad because I had given him an accountant's copy. So
that's fine.
We'll have to wean away from the accountant now. We'll be sending everything there. And then I'll get it back, and I don't know.
Just so everybody understands, we're just talking about the trash portion.
Right.
So is it $160 a month for 12 months?
Yeah.
Or is he just...
I asked him. In December it was $160. He said it'd be $160 in January. And I don't know how twice a month to the opening the mail. That doesn't work. It just doesn't work.
Right.
Because, people... are sending the money in and wanting to know, and that's what it was happening before. Linda was opening the mail. She'd get the check, make a deposit, and she would call the people, let them know what the combination was. So it was quicker. And she's doing some of that still. People are still bringing her the checks, and she's making deposits. But many are mailing it in, and I had maybe a half a dozen calls.
And we're only bringing in $4,000 a month on that?
A year.
$4,000 a year?
Yeah.
Total profit, I'm correct.
We shouldn't be in the garbage
profit
business.
Total
I think
profit.
Profit.
Yeah.
Net.
Yeah.
Net.
We're in the garbage business, and it's not necessarily where we should be. Talking about the lawyer advising us not to do it.
Right.
We did it anyway.
Right.
And so it's $4,000. It's better than a poke in the eye with a sharp stick, but...
Let me talk to him about that, Bill, because as I said, when we originally started with this contract, we're going to go a year. So he understood exactly what he needed to do. He's doing it on, for you particularly, that's brand new, he's starting $65 an hour.
I know he's not charging his fee, but.
So that's half of what he knows.
I know, I understand that.
But once we have a year history behind us, I'm going to ask him for a specific fee so that we're not on a T&M basis. He couldn't do it. He didn't really know. We couldn't define well enough exactly what they had to do.
Okay.
And at the same time, we're going to take it out for bid, to other bookkeepers. But we couldn't do that this year because, frankly, we didn't have our act together to really say, here's okay. what the job entails.
You know, it's fine with me that it stays there. I mean, that's less work for me or somebody else that we find to do this, but it's 95 entries, basically. We have 95 entries,
right.
plus the month-end reports, which run out of the QuickBooks very quickly.
Yeah.
But it's the lag time and the dissatisfied customers that is the biggest part of this issue, is that, you know, he lets this accumulate in the P.O. box, and he goes down once a month, twice a month, whatever it is, to get the mail, or he gets the mail maybe more often than that because he gets the WFBA, but he doesn't do the Walker trash except maybe once or twice a month.
I can't fathom why anybody would be unhappy to have had to wait 2 weeks for a thank you note.
Because we changed the combination in February 1st.
Well, and it could have been a couple of things. We could have done a notice a little bit earlier. And the other thing is that we've got PayPal now. I don't know how many people that pay by check would prefer to pay by PayPal. We can set up a second account.
One
person pays by PayPal?
Yeah.
I pay by PayPal.
To the trash
or the credit card?
They'll pay more.
No, you didn't take credit card before.
Right.
So all we have to do is set that up, and that would be automated because you get an email then,
right.
and Linda could fire it off,
okay.
or anybody could send it.
Well,
we can work on that.
I'm just saying that there was some confusion here and some issues with the trash. Now, that said, the waste management, $745 a month, has now gone to $375 a month. I do have to pay a one-time fee for the locking bars on here, $80 times five, $400. And then we're going to put two additional dumpsters if we need them in the summer, so there will be another fee for that. And then that collection fee would be like $550 for the month. So we are saving at least $200 a month in terms of the Patriot versus waste management. So, you know, it'll balance out again, but it just seems $2,000 for bookkeeping for 95 entries a year.
And Vic, when you go through that reconciliation with the accountant, one of the things is if he starts seeing volume going electronically as opposed to check, he should be charging us less. So if you can ask him for that breakdown, how much he's actually collecting, because now
okay.
you can pay by Visa, PayPal, and MasterCard.
And as you know, that's top of my list now. We have to... Yeah. PayPal is a great idea, which Greg set up to his credit, which is fabulous because you immediately get a receipt from PayPal that you can use for your tax purposes. So
okay.
if we fumble at all,
okay.
still you know, they still got their record.
Right.
But the bulk of the business is the first 2 months after the change of the year, so their volume...
But there'll be another big bump for the six-month people.
So I have a question. So did we... Two questions, actually. Did we instruct Adam on... how the dumpster was supposed to work? Or did he get that in up front, or did he just assume that we were going to be handling like WFBA donations?
No, he understood that he had to send a receipt to the people that they were waiting for the. But you know, we just can't have him every day dribbling. You know, these things come in every day.
Okay.
You know, it's a different animal than the WFPA dues donations
yep.
were. You know, than when you have a critical service that you don't want people.
90% of what he does. Is make payments, which
yeah.
nobody's sitting here at this. Well, I would think that doesn't pay bills every day. You know, you do it twice
yeah.
a month. You
yeah.
let them collect so that you're not late with anything.
And we only have
one payroll. He knows when payroll needs to be done. He does the payroll returns. He does the W-2s. I mean, it's not such an easy job.
Oh no, for WFPA, it's a great idea, right? For the trash, it's a little more problematic.
The one thing I don't want to do, though, I still want the money to go through the P.O. box number because I don't want to confuse people where they're sending their checks. I mean, it's very hard to get change implemented in this committee, no offense anyway. But, you know, one of the problems we had was things would come to the fire station and they would languish in my box, or they'd put it in the wrong box, and a month later somebody would put it in my box, or
okay.
something didn't show up. So it's working beautifully. Everything goes to the P.O. box. And
okay.
we really don't get much of anything, do we, Rob?
Let's go on to the web page. You're talking about dumpsters?
So we addressed this at the last meeting, actually, and that has to do with, you know, the insurance people.
Because we didn't change
anything.
We've
got somebody slips and falls out there. We're going to have a problem. And really, I don't know if this is an unusual year or it is an unusual year. We had a tremendous amount of ice out there, and several people have gone and went out there and spread cinders. And we brought this up at the last meeting that, you know, I think we have enough. We're making enough money there. We can afford to have somebody come in and spread those cinders. It took me a couple of hours a day of the dance that we did that. I think Roger had gone out Okay. Spend a couple of hours before that. So I don't see any problem with having hiring somebody to do that when we have solid ice. Even if you don't have a dance, when you pull your car up there and you get out of the car to go to the dumpster, the thing is solid ice. It would be real easy for somebody to slip and fall.
Okay. So is that something that the WFPA wants to do, or do you want the Walker Trash to do that?
I take it out of the Walker Trash. It's fine.
Okay. You want to make a motion to that effect?
I would like to make a motion that we take some small amounts of money and employ someone to
pay for cinders, right?
Pay for cindering the lot whenever needed.
Okay. Second for that?
Who would?
Is there a second for that?
Is there a second for that? No.
Okay, Scott seconds it. Okay. Now discussion.
I understand. Okay.
Okay. All right. Because if I don't get a second, we're not going to talk.
I understand.
Okay.
Good point.
Well, we have to find out who would be available in a short period of time after the ice accumulates. Obviously, it's only going to be.
Okay, but those are logistical issues in terms of we'll find somebody. You know, if it's Larry Meserly or somebody that wants to do it. You know, wants to make a couple extra bucks, pay minimum wage. Roger, any thoughts about this?
Probably a couple of firefighters that we could get one way or the other.
Okay, all right. John?
Yeah, it's already been answered. Good.
All right.
I second it.
All right.
Okay.
Because it's free?
Yeah.
It is free.
No.
Okay.
No.
Okay. Every time we do this, it subtracts from the amount of money that the Walker Trash kicks into.
Sure.
At the same time, it's a reduction in liability. You know, you're making an effort to...
How much would our insurance go up if there was a broken leg because it wasn't there? So
well, some of that they
that's right. There's two sets of insurances here. There's the Walker Trash. It has an insurance policy. I don't know what it covers in terms of people out there slip and fall because it's our property. It's WFBA. So you might end up... And we had this exposure even when it was being done by Sherry.
Right.
People were on our property.
Because our insurance company does not. They insure fire departments. They don't insure trash.
Well, they. That's right. They insure the property, and if we have the trash on the property, they assume it. So, all right. So it's been moved and seconded. We've had the discussion. Any other discussion about this?
Can I make a comment?
No.
Okay. Sorry.
I understand. You know, okay. Yeah. Okay. It just complicates everything.
The standard for slip and falls is not that they fall on your property, but could the company have done something to diminish the possibility?
Reduce.
In other words, what I'm saying is if you put the cinders out and someone still comes out and breaks their leg, and you say, look, we did everything we could do.
Okay.
And they couldn't sue you.
Okay. Okay. Any other comments?
Thank you.
Okay. It's been moved and seconded to have the trash, because we are now in the trash collection business, pay somebody to put cinders down rather than depend on volunteers.
Can we get the attorney to put this
all in favor? I don't know. You want to ask me about attorney? All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? All right. So we'll work that out. Webpage.
I just wanted to have that in the agenda because the webpage is doing well. We've had some issues with people being able to sign in on the webpage And so I've asked Chris to put a couple of bullets on the front of the web page. If you have an issue with it, not everybody uses this all the time, so when they go in there, if they don't know how to do that right up front, they're going to be calling Chris, they're going to be calling you, they're going to be calling somebody and say, hey, I can't get on there. And so I said, just put a couple of bullets on there. If you have been on here, okay. If you haven't been on here, this is what... follow these instructions and go, okay? Secondly, he's doing a great job. I think that somebody gave me this for WFPA pictures for the pig roast. Was that supposed to go to Chris and put it on the web?
Yes.
Okay.
And he can throw it away. If
then I can throw it away. Okay. Then the other issue is I think we, and this relates back to the dumpsters as part of the web page, we initially sent out a email, I think it was December 13th or 14th, on James the dumpsters. And for my money, I think it would be wise if we did that on a couple more occasions rather than just a month and a half before it's going to change. I think it would be wise to have that done, and I'm trying to talk to Chris about maybe adding, and I mentioned to you that we have a reminder, even after the date, let's remind people because they may, people do part-time.
Okay.
All right, next thing is the calendar. We have very little on the calendar, and I think I'm going to, when we get on to doing the announcements here, we can bring that up. We're quickly you're running out of Saturdays to do stuff.
Right.
And so I think it's important that we get that on our calendar, and I think that as soon as we get done with this portion of the meeting, we can move on with the other than that. I think the I don't have anything else to say about the web page. I just want to make sure that we have a. Oh, I do want to say one other thing, and that's that I don't believe that we put anything on the WFPA web page for FireWise assessments to be done. And I mentioned to Lauren, and we've got some documents that he provided to me, but we need to put something on there. So everybody has an idea that this is going on, and take their onus off of Lauren or WCAA or FireWise Committee going out there. Hey, did you know that we could do this? We have something on there.
Okay, Shawna. Okay, you're the liaison with
I'll
Chris,
do,
so
do
just
that.
Get a link.
I'll do that.
Okay, anything about the webpage?
I agree.
Yeah.
We're fine.
Roger, John, Vic.
Good. Yes.
Scott, Greg.
One thing. Getting back to the notice and everything about the dumpsters, and I think Vic's going to follow up on it. You can put a button on there as well for the dumpsters.
Right.
Right, the trash.
Right.
I think we should. And that way, if somebody misses, whatever, 15 notices, and they come to the trash, they can't get in, they'll come home, hit the button, they'll get a receipt. There's an email that goes to you or whoever you want it to that says they've just paid the bill.
Right.
You can fire off a backup email and get that taken care of.
Yeah.
So it's just the communication.
The PayPal thing, yeah.
The PayPal.
Right.
And the link.
You were doing that.
The other is, any of these things that we want to build in, I would suggest that if there's a committee, then the committee makes a recommendation, puts the format in, funnels it down to the board so the board's not sitting here every meeting trying to decide what should go on and what shouldn't.
But the website.
That's your acknowledgement to me.
Yeah.
It worked very well.
Yeah.
Okay.
Immediately.
Right. Okay. Anything else about the web page?
Well, yeah, I haven't sent over to
Hang on.
The only thing that I haven't sent over to Chris yet is the list of the committees and the functions. That still has not gone up yet.
Oh, it didn't?
No. So that's on me. So I have that. You gave it to me months ago. I'll work with Chris on getting that. The FTP site that we used for putting the audio comments up there was great. I send it. Chris has it up there the next morning. So things are going to roll off.
Okay. All right. New business newsletter. Is that you, Greg?
No, it's Vic.
Vic. All right, treasurer.
That's a Vic.
I defer to my friend, Greg.
Okay.
Vic
is in process of putting a letter together. My understanding is he's got some experts.
No, I'm really talking more about your form. I'll talk about the dues letter.
Oh, okay, good. Okay. The form, this is really the receipt. What we're trying to do is cut the cost down, and we've got PayPal. If we can automate all this stuff so it goes out as opposed to somebody sitting there scribing.
We're trying to get into the 20th century, not the 21st. We're just trying
so
to...
So we all still see value in this, and this is when I clean this up. But what we're going to do is we're going to print front and back, and what you're going to have is a tear-off, and you'll tear off the card like you did before. But what we'll be able to do is just fold it in half, put a stamp on it, the accountant can put a label on it and send it out, and we're done.
Okay.
And inside of it as well is the receipt.
Okay.
So it can either be pre-printed by the accountant where he just puts it all in, and the question here is, do we want the look of a handwritten form, or do we want Adam just to go ahead and print the whole acknowledgement so it's customized with the donor's name and the dollar amount in type? That's a minor...
Up to the treasurer.
So at any rate, it's $160.
The cheapest way. Anybody disagree with
it? It's $160. In fact, it's not material to what we were paying before, but we get more.
It's a great idea.
What are you going to put in the newsletter? What's the content going to be?
That's Vic.
Are you going to do it? We don't need necessarily.
No, I am doing it. Yes, I am doing it. But I'm going to do it in conjunction with several of you guys because, number one, we've gone to the effort to do the survey and what have you. And when you make an appeal, you want to make an appeal based on our needs and we have a pretty good feel now for what people really want, so, and those wants cost money. So that's really the way we're going. You want this, then we need this.
Here you go. Write that down.
Okay.
And it's going to be a much shorter than normal letter.
When's the dues letter going to go?
Well, the dues letter can't really go until Russ. That's why I was kind of, you and I have been emailing back and forth. I need to scrub the list because I'm not sure that we're anywhere near or it. You know, the county's changing all these addresses. I don't want to do a dues letter until I know we got the best possible list that's going to reach.
Once our drop dead, if we're going to use the dues letter to send the announcement of candidates for the board.
There's a couple of things that hinge on all of this, but when are the addresses changing?
The addresses are changing as we speak. And
well, won't they forward if we had an old address? They're not just going to throw it in dead mail, are they?
No. We're fortunate enough we have a guy that delivers mail at the old.
Yeah, if we're going to sit here and wait until everything's perfect with the U.S. Postal Service, we're not going to get any cash. You know?
Right.
And so February, March, and April are critical months.
Okay, so when does the dues letter need to go?
It needs to go out at the end of February, no later than maybe the early part of March.
Okay, so we're talking about before the next
board. And the reason those dates are important, because remember, you've got your annual meeting after that. We've got to post so many days before, we've got
nine.
So the dues letter is kind of the precursor, and then for the dues and collections, we hit it again in the dues letter.
Okay.
I'm sorry, you're
timing
up.
Yeah.
That's just proper disparaging the postal service.
Okay. All right. So we're talking about the end of this month. By the next board meeting.
Yeah.
Okay. So
I'm at home.
How are you going to include in that candidates for the board?
No, you don't in the newsletter.
Okay.
The newsletter is going to come right after that in April.
Okay.
So you got February, March for the newsletter.
Newsletter
comes out in April.
Right away.
Actually, mid-March, because you've got the notice period, and then you've got your...
So we have two mailings that we have to deal with. Okay. So,
and that's good, because you pick up dues in both of them.
Right. So you're drafting, you're getting the newsletter ready to go. You'll just send it before next board meeting, and then we'll deal with the newsletter.
As long as this list is scrubbed, and what we use is whatever addresses we have now.
Sure.
We always get about 20 of them.
Yeah.
I'll have a letter now in the next week or two.
Okay.
And then, Russ, you just tell me when you feel comfortable.
Okay. All right.
Did you get what you need from Adam?
I haven't yet. I haven't contacted him because I was still working the list.
Okay.
And then
he can send you a spreadsheet file. With
and
all
then the once things. You get the list and once you get the letter, give it to me and I'll get the printer involved so that we have all that. We've got at least 1 week of lead time.
Okay. All right. Annual meeting. Annual meeting. We have a date for it. What's the 25th? You said the 25th. Somebody said
Memorial Day weekend.
And so that's the newsletter has to go, and we have to have the announcement 30 days ahead of time or whatever it is. The requirements are
26 or something.
So that's all tied in with the newsletter and the dues letter. Okay, any thoughts about the annual meeting?
Nominating committee?
Yes. We got to do it quick. Okay, there's three of you that are terms are up or finishing. Greg, are you going to rerun?
Nope.
Vic?
I'm out of here.
I'm sorry.
Are you going to run again for the board? And your term's up?
I think you will miss the one meeting. The answer was yes.
Okay.
All those in favor?
Yeah.
All right. So,
you
okay.
We plugged Vic in.
Yeah. I'm in.
Okay.
Unless 20 other people show up
that
can do it better.
Okay. Well, all right. Okay. And, John,
make that one more.
You're going to run again. Okay. All right. So, we do need to search for other board candidates.
Yes, sure.
So,
or else we can just.
We need to get that announced.
Greg into doing it again.
No, we don't have any difference.
I'll help from the sideline.
Even if those three are running, you still need candidates, because people that want to express a different circumstance.
And then we throw that in the newsletter, correct?
We need to start announcing.
Okay.
We will start sending emails about that now.
Okay.
Because.
And we have how many positions?
Three.
Okay. All right.
Three. There are some incumbents, whether or not you run or not. Okay. So that covers the election. So in terms of the, it's time to start making the effort to find candidates. Okay.
Quick question for Greg. Greg, we're doing the newsletter, Walker Chronicle, twice a year?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
I think that's what we've always done.
Okay. All right. I know, John, you have to leave at 11. Okay. I'm sorry. You know you have a commitment.
Yeah.
I know. This is we talked about the lawyers way too much. All right. The I don't have this on the agenda, so I'm going to add it anyway. We are going to change we have to change our address for the fire station. The fire station address is 5881. You have this here in your thing. The 5881 address is the old fire station down there on Hummingbird, and we've continued to use it, but they, being the county, is changing. Walker Road is now an east-west road where we are here, so it's 49. The address that they're proposing is 4980 East Walker Road. They have a grid. We're between the 5,000 and the 4,900, or between the 4,900 and 5,000, and 4,980.
Really screwing people up.
Yeah. Yeah, it doesn't make any difference. They know where the firehouse is. I think the mailman will be able to handle this. I don't know. We need to let the county know if this is the address that we want, 4,890. Russ has been suggesting 5,000. That's 5,000 is a little bit out of our, you know, zone if they you know, are strict about this. And or if, you know, 4980, is there any other number, 4900, some other, what would you like to, what do you think about the address? Do you care?
The only one that would have any preference would be the 5000, because it's the wrong number, or it's,
yeah,
an even number. Otherwise, if it's 4900 or 4960, I don't see that it makes a difference.
Yeah.
I guess we could do an astronomical,
yeah,
astrological assessment.
But it's not a major decision.
Survey.
So you don't care if 4980 works for you?
It doesn't matter.
Roger?
I would say as round a number as possible, if 4900 is a choice, I think that would make it easier.
Okay.
Sure.
John?
Sure.
So is the consensus 4900 would be a better than 4980?
5,000 closer to 4980.
They want, well.
Well, but that may be out of our little.
We're okay. Their answer to Joyce was that they would like to have the address equate to the building, and the building would be at the 4980. 4900 is at that end of the property. People across the street are, you know, have a different address, so they would like to have, you know,
close.
So whatever suggestion is 4980.
We're closer to 5,000 over here.
Yeah, but they don't want you to go beyond the 5,000. We're not.
4999.
Because that's an odd number. We're on the even side of the street.
4998.
Okay.
It'll be
4980.
So we can put it in 4900.
Okay, we'll ask them if they object to 4900. Nobody's going to be in there, but it does confuse the people on the other side of the street in terms of if anybody's looking for addresses. So what's your consensus? 4900 first, and then you don't care after that.
Yeah.
4980. Okay. All right. Okay, the art show. You have some emails about the art show?
Yes.
Okay. She wants to hold a one-day event. June 29th is her suggested date. That's a pancake day, which would probably be okay. She's going to rent tables. She has, she being Timmy Reed. Okay. She lives up. She has a cabin up on Renegade Hill, and she's offering to do this, and she's a retired military major or some sort of thing like that. And she is not really, it's good to see her active because she has a lot of energy. But I don't know, she's going to rent table space, which was $10 per table. Rental space, same vendor, may rent multiple spaces, you know, vendor contract. And she has a contract here for that you have in front of you. She said electrical power will be available, porta potties provided. She uses the word WFD in here. I think that it has to be WFPA. And she's talking about a time from 9 in the morning to 7 p.m. And I'm not so sure that you know, something more like 4 o'clock would be more appropriate. So. All right, so I guess the question is, the first question is, get a consensus whether or not you think this is an appropriate thing to do. Scott?
I think it's like the dance. It's been very successful. It could bring in some more revenue, so I'm for it.
Roger?
On that question, no objection.
What would our end be?
You have a question, but no objection? What is it?
No. I mean, later in the discussion, I would be asking what the logistics are as far as moving trucks. But
right. That's,
that's your question. I have no objection.
Okay. All right. John?
Just curious, do we know what our end possibly could be?
Well, we get $300 if they have, you know, 30 spaces, but I don't know.
What about tying it in with Walker Day? I mean, the more stuff you have, the more people will come. You know?
Well, the thing about Walker... Yeah, okay. I think they did something similar to that during Walker Day one time, and it, but the problem with that is it conflicts with art shows at the downtown in Prescott. And what this date is a date when they don't have other art shows.
No, I'm just saying, you throw that out there, yeah, we can contemplate. I mean, just a matter of space is an issue, because we only have so many tables, and she's contemplating.
No, the people bring their own tables. She's offering to rent tables.
Yeah.
Oh, is she?
How about if we just get Johnny, call her, and have a conversation, and we'll talk about it next month.
Sure, I'm happy to do that.
See if it's bad. If it's not compatible, I don't care. I'm just saying, you're going to have a lot of people coming anyway, and this will bring more people, which is better for the whole thing.
For a couple of $100 for a long, long, long day like that, maybe we have to once in a while just say, I'm not sure that it's going to work out. And also, the week before is Walker Day. I think what week after is 4th of July.
Right. She wanted to do the 4th of July, before the 4th of July weekend, because there would be people up here because of the long weekend. Okay. So you're ambivalent, not ambivalent. You're kind of like cleaner.
No, I'll call. I'd be happy to call. Yeah. Call this person and figure out what they're trying
okay.
to
do.
Yeah.
Vic?
That was my idea. Yes, a great idea.
to call him in?
Yeah. Put it up on me. Yeah.
I'll second that.
I think it's a great idea. The date conflicts with a dinner that the WCAA holds, and I think that might take away, and I think that Walker Day the week before might also take away. I have no problem with the art show. I'm not sure about the timing.
Okay. All right. Greg?
Nope. No, because John's going to get additional detail, and we're going to talk about that, right?
So I guess the answer to Timmy is the art show, in theory, is a good idea.
Yep.
Whether or not the 29th is a good thing, and whether or not us renting our tables is, and I don't know, it needs to be cleared up. If she's renting the space for $10 and the table for $10, that's not clear. And the date of the 29th is problematic because there's events before, and there's a conflict in the community with WCAA. And so if we push back into August maybe or something later on where we have more time to consider.
And if we're throwing in questions, just the other thing is hopefully there's not an expectation of running electricity or any of that. And then
there is.
Where are you going to put?
She has in here electricity.
We can't support our own electricity. Anyway, so the other thing is where are we going to put them? Because are they going to be okay if they're out in the flat area over there because you've got the fire trucks? And
right, that's what he's talking about, the logistics of what to do with the fire trucks.
Right. And so what does she expect? And that may be just a shot in the dark, for the first time. But, is it 10 people or is it, 20 tents?
We don't know. Yeah. See, that's the trouble. So it's the first time, and it'll probably be the last time. So we'll see. You get one shot at this. All right. She's talking about the apron here and down where the trees are to sell those rental spaces. And then, in terms of the trucks, you just have to move the trucks.
We can do it for Walker Days. We can
do it for everybody else. That's right. Yeah, we find a way to get the trucks parked. Yeah. So.
And you say that there was a pancake day that day?
Yeah, it's last Saturday, right?
Okay, so our tables probably aren't going to be available.
No, that's right. Yeah.
So.
And is she specifically going to be in charge of set up and take down?
Yes.
Okay. Yeah, and last question is just kind of articulate in our mind, what this is going to cost, because if it's electricity and.
Right.
These people come with the expectation, do we pay for a generator or same thing with the water?
They're bringing a porta potty or they need one?
And the porta potty, who's paying for that? Yeah. So by the time you get done with that, it's not going to have $300.
First of all, it would be a mess to do it on Walker Day. Because, I thought maybe that would be a neat idea. I think that would be just a mess. And then just that time of year, that's tough. And that's interesting for that long a day. Boy, that's a lot.
Okay. So we need to flesh this out a little bit, all right? Not necessarily no.
Not yet.
Okay.
Just provide me with her number. I'll call her up and let her down easy. Tell her that we're thinking about
okay.
Yeah, you need to know what the power requirement.
Yeah. Correct. Did you get somebody like a running t-shirt or something,
Okay.
A beacon.
All right, that takes care of the agenda. Community announcements. Peggy?
Before you go to that, can I throw in one thing, Bill? We've talked about this before. The cell enhancer, we never went anywhere with that.
Oh.
And
one of the reasons I was late is I have a phone that I carry when I'm on call for the Red Cross, and it doesn't work here. And I know Roger, for 200 some bucks, I think we could do this real quick and get the cell enhancer put in here. Or is it in here already?
Okay.
There's no signal to enhance here.
It's an extender.
I actually have one in the garage. I could go ahead and bring over. You have to check it out with Nick, but it piggybacks on top of the web, on top of the Wi-Fi.
It pushes it out over the internet. I have it in my house, and it works great. All around my property.
You're limited to number of phones on it.
So it's a voice over IP?
No, anything.
Yeah,
protocol? Okay.
Basically, yeah.
Okay.
Okay,
it is a Verizon tool that enhances a Verizon signal.
Who raised this question? Vic raised this question?
Yeah, sorry, but I didn't
do it.
Well, I was in charge. I mean, I took that up. I took that up calling Verizon to get a tower here, and they were willing to do that. They were investigating that.
They've been investigating it for 20 years, from what I understand. These two things are not the same. For the $200, it's well worth having Roger in the building because my landline goes down a lot more than my cell does.
That's right. Well, okay,
try it.
All right.
Well, I was just going to say, you mentioned adding two dumpsters for the summer. Has that original contract been changed? They allowed us only six dumpsters on the property.
Who's they?
We had a meeting down in the city, and we had dumpster problems here.
The city?
The Board of Supervisors.
County. And they said we could have
one more dumpster on our property. Now that's total. Okay. I'm just so you don't get in trouble.
All right. All right.
So
I'd like to see
that happen.
Figure it out. Thank you.
And I think it's only Okay, anybody? Betsy? Real quick. On Wednesday, the 30th of January, the WCAA sponsored the Yavapai County Emergency. We didn't sponsor, we hosted the Yavapai County Emergency Management having a county-wide CERT update meeting at the Highland Center. Denny, the county is now fully on board. They hope to create CERT teams throughout the county in as many communities as they can. Walker took an eight-week CERT training. Now they've got the CERT training down to like a day. We had a very thorough, good CERT training for 8 weeks and did a lot of things. But they had the meeting here. They're having it in the east side of the Verde Valley in February. They're getting this really on board. With that being the case, the Walker CERT is a model for the county for the fact that we've gone through the training. Number two, they're going to be raising money and actually doing training throughout the county for different communities. Number two, regarding that, Denny also announced regarding this drill on March 9th, that'll be in the Walker area. March 29th. Denny described it that night as Steve was there. What we're going to do is we're going to burn down Walker, is the way emergency management expressed it that night. But what they're going to do, all of the fire, police, fire departments, emergency management will be in the Walker Potato Patch area during a major drill that day. With that being the case, Red Cross will probably be called on to do an emergency shelter, possibly. And the WCAA CERT team will be going through shelter management training, as many as we can get through it, on the 5th of March at the Red Cross. And therefore, so that if the Red Cross does a shelter and a mock shelter as a part of this event, then the idea is for the Walker community, members of our CERT and others within Walker that would like to go ahead and get that shelter management training, know that there will be that training on March 5th at the Red Cross for shelter management. Because if they're doing a shelter that relates to this drill for Walker, then we thought that the Walker people be a good idea for the people of Walker to be involved in helping to provide that mock shelter.
Is that a whole day?
for those that have been through the first two-hour part of Red Cross Association, it is 2 hours there in the morning and then 4 hours in the afternoon for the shelter management. So we're going to try and get as many people as we can so Salt Walker people will be involved in helping to manage the shelter for Walker. And the third thing is, I know you're in a hurry, so the third thing is that we are planning for another CPR first aid training toward the middle or end of April. And we have 12 spaces that we have each time we do it. And those are held at the Hampton Inn for the community of Walker. The charge is $40 per person, but we discount that. And WCAA backs it up so that any member of the WCAA pays nothing, and any other non-member pays just $10 per class, which is $20 for the day. So that we, the goal there is to get as many individuals involved in living and being a part of the community of Walker, fully certified by the American Heart Association and CPR First Aid. I'm done.
Okay. Laura?
Yeah, calendar. In January, WCA had a board meeting where they outlined the events for 2013, and I wanted to make the board aware of what these dates are to avoid some conflicts, perhaps. June 29th is our annual dinner. This will be our third annual dinner. The benefit this time will be for veterans cash cards. These are cash cards that veterans use for to pay for gasoline so they can get to the vet center, etc. The site is yet to be announced, but this will begin at 5 p.m. We had last year, we had Sunday Saturdays. Our dates for Sunday Saturdays this year will be July 6th, August 3rd, and September 7th. July 6th will be at the Bycrook residence. The 7th is tentatively planned for the Eau Claire residence. And we'd like permission to use the park area at the fire station for the August 3rd event. Funds raised at all of these events are to benefit the Walker Fire EMT Fund. Okay. On September the 14th, we're planning for our second GPS poker run.
That was a great fun.
What was that date?
14th of September.
14th. That's not a fundraiser. That's the social fundraiser.
Well, there is an entry fee, but the entry fees go toward the winner of the run. October 5th will be a mystery dinner. This, again, is to benefit the Walker EMT Fund. Site to be announced on that. One other thing is... we are going to continue the coat drive this year. It's been increasingly successful. Continue to get more coats than we anticipate. It'll be a dollar pledge per coat, again, we'll be asking. And the coats for kids, where we go out and buy the coat, you give us $20 and we'll go buy a coat for the kids. And what we'd like to do is once again, ask permission to collect these coats at WFPA functions, such as the pancake breakfast and meetings and so on. Yeah.
For that, the Walker community is recognized for that. You may have seen we received, there was an article in the paper, you may have seen it, acknowledging the community of Walker and how this little bird gets so much done. We fed the Walker community, because this is a Walker community thing, even though we do the work. We gave 31 families Thanksgiving dinner, a complete Thanksgiving dinner. And we supplied, I think it was 111 coats to the community, plus a few other items, and another like 20 coats. So we thought we'd do bad this year. We did better than ever. So this is something that we as a community supply to the whole community.
Okay, thanks.
I'll just email you.
Okay, no, take your time. Glenn?
So why don't we email out these newsletters or whatnot? Why do we...
I think we're in the process of doing that. I think that's one of our goals. I'm sorry, don't mean... Okay. Yeah, it's a good question. Good question. Stephen?
Other than the parking facility in the front here, people are using the... I've run off four different people to clear the area because they're using this to go pan for gold.
Yeah.
That's something they really ought to take care of.
Right.
Because I want to run into a situation where we've got another airlift out of here.
Yeah.
And it's very aggravating. And in order to protect us and make sure that our patients are taken care of,
okay,
I'd like to make sure that they get that.
I'd ask Ian about the apron, the extension of the apron for the...
I didn't hear. Okay.
You mentioned something. Yeah, I know. And we've gone without talking about it. So, okay. Anything else?
No.
Lauren?
Yeah, I have one more thing, and that is Farways Day for June 15th.
Bring it up.
We'd like to have a Farways Day. We'd like to use the fire department property for Farways Day. We believe this is the same day that you have a bingo. We'll be doing this probably starting in the morning and ending early afternoon.
Okay. 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 So, Scott?
It's an informational thing.
Somebody got a mic open?
No, I don't know.
Sounds
like it's something to increase.
Yeah. Scott, any questions, any answers for things that you've heard? Roger? John? Vic?
I think we definitely should post a sign. Is there anything
for
need?
For the parking?
For the parking.
Yeah, right. Well, we've
recognized that it's an emergency helicopter landing spot. Something like that.
Sure.
Wording the emergency.
What I've been doing is just when someone's parked there, I write a, take out a business card and I write on the back of it, you parked illegally in front of the fire station. Next time you'll be towed, please park it back.
Yeah.
But we need to put some signs back there.
Yeah, we're talking about the signs and we're trying to get those organized, okay? Chuck?
Just one thing as far as Gene's question. We used to email it out, saves us a ton of money. What happened was we didn't coordinate the mailing address or list with the email address. Now, what we can do is go back with Chris this time and see what he's accumulated, because if he's got enough, we can do a fold over, right, and then just send out mail for
right.
those that you want it mailed.
Yeah, I think that's the, we're trying to move in that direction again.
That saves us,
yeah.
That saves us about $600.
Okay.
We can do that.
Steven?
All right.
I got one other thing. I need a request from the board. We sent the lifeline that Roger
and
I.
Okay. that was emailed to us and it's done. I mean, Roger did that.
Cool.
Okay.
Okay.
The apron for the helicopter. It's something we have been kind of discussing all year long. We have never really taken the positive steps we need to do to see even how much it's going to cost us to do that, make that concrete. They asked us to do that when they were here visiting, when they had the helicopter come and land, remember, and you had him come, and that pilot asked us to do that. And in addition to that, we have the apron over here on the road that needs to be repaired. Those are things that we, I think, need to pay attention to and try to get finished before the end of the year. There are expenses, and I don't know how much that thing is going to cost out there.
Concrete's like $100 a yard.
I know. It's going to be very expensive.
We should be able to spread it ourselves and do that.
Yeah.
So that's the expense. How many yards do you need?
It's a matter, but it's also a matter of the
permit.
Yeah, well, the permitting and making sure that you have the weight
that you've done it so that you can
make sure you make the cement thick enough and with a lot of rebar in there.
Right.
So a 5,000-gallon truck can come on there without busting.
That's exactly right.
We got cracks out here because of that problem now.
Yeah, that's exactly right. Okay, I don't want to get into these kind of these are things that we have to work on and we're trying to work on. Lauren, I think that your calendar is a great idea. Thanks for giving it to us. We'll try to get it included in the website. I think that your WCAA dinner on the night, the 29th, this isn't going to work for the art show in terms of that kind of thing. Parking on the apron, the parking, we'll figure out the parking. Okay, and the CPR, we can get that calendar into the web page too.
One question. With our major fundraisers this year are to benefit the medical team and the EMTs.
Right.
Is that something that if we raise those funds that they can be specified for to help you to specify line items for that so that will be specifically for the use of the needs that come up for the medical team training, supplies, that type of thing?
Directed, it's all fungible, so that's fine. So but you give us money that we have in a budget, and then we move that money.
Well, it's a lot easier when it's coming in from one
source
as opposed to
than the 10 or 15 people. Same type of thing.
Funnel.
Okay. Anything else for the good of the order here?
What are we going to do with this pump house? I mean, the line comes out the side and goes underground. No wonder it freezes.
It's
run across the cement. It's not very hard to fix. We just got to get a little group to do it.
That's exactly right.
And two picks. And we need a drill to drill a hole in the slab so we can run it. It's not that hard to do.
Hey, can I make a suggestion real quick? We have a facilities committee. Russ chairs it, and we've got a whole list, and I've just added all this stuff to it. Can we just funnel
it
through here?
Why are we even talking about
get some
about
bids,
this?
And if the bids come back, they're too high, and we get volunteers.
We can't live without water.
Let's try and target it for 30
minutes. It's not really very hard to do.
No, figure out what it takes to do it.
The sewage line goes by there, and that old drain line, which is already no good, and goes by there. I don't think there's anything else underground there.
Yeah.
Russ, do you remember when you got to go? You talked to Mark Heron about it.
Sewage line still works.
Yeah. Okay. All right. We're going to fix the water.
We'll send it to Russ back. Yeah.
We're going to fix the water.
The Herons have the most amazing equipment, and he's
really
good at working on
it. Yeah. Right. We'll fix the water. All right.
And then, do we need to approve Lauren? They're asking about using the park for one of their Sunday Saturdays.
I think that's right. When is that going to be?
6/15, August 3rd.
And it would be for the benefit of the
park. I'm going to just approve that and get it off the list.
Okay. Move it. John moves.
I move that we just say yay.
Okay, all right. Have a second? Well, you got a motion here to use the park. use the property for their 8/3 Saturday, Sunday, August the 3rd. So, John moved. Got a second? Chuck seconds. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? All right, anything else we need to talk about? There are things floating around that
we need to fix. We need to vote on that Firewise Day. I think we need to vote on that.
You know, Firewise Day, what does that involve? What is it that you want to do? We will have. We'll chop a tree down.
If you need it.
Just
the apple trees.
Right now, we're looking at having people come in, experts from various fields. We'd like the
Walker Fire Department. It's an educational meeting.
Yes.
Yeah.
And it's part of the requirement.
I think we have a Firewise. We have a Firewise committee. It's part of the Firewise committee. You just come in. You got it. It doesn't take any special effort.
What's our proposed date for that?
Yeah.
June 15th. Okay. You and I discussed that.
Okay. Anything else? Okay.
Make a motion to adjourn.
All right. Chuck moves to adjourn. Stop in seconds. All right. All right. I know that we have. I'm going to keep the board here. We're going to talk about the survey and the results of the survey. So we're going to. I'm going to ask you to run you out because it'd be nice to be able to socialize with you. I'd like to talk to you, but audio.
Get your
You guys are doing great. The
Bill's back.
We got to go toity anyway.
Yeah.
Right.
Don't use these toity.
I don't use this one.
Okay.
Okay.
Do you have my contact still?
Hey,
yeah.
Phil.
Thank
Phil.
You so much.
Okay.
I appreciate it.
Peggy, thank you. Well, we're going to send him a finishing
schedule. You got a cell phone here?
It has to be tied to a cell phone number.
And it's pretty, it'd work out better if I was just here.
Oh.
And,
I agree.
Well, John's got to leave here pretty quick, so let's.
Well,
we can do it out.
Yeah, no.
Round up. Round up.
We can do a few minutes of just general thoughts, right?
Okay. Right. It doesn't have to be done today. It can be done next Wednesday, Thursday. Or
but if you don't do it today, Glenn, if you don't get it done today, it'll end up a month from now, and it still
right.
won't be done. So. All
right. You know, want to do it right now? Out in the front room or where? Doing that. Go back and get the thing. I could do that.
Okay. Tell you what, I'll call, or we'll do it this week. I'll give you a call tomorrow night and make a plan for this week.
Sure.
Okay.
Is that
thanks,
extra,
Glenn.
Scott?
Thanks, Doug.
Was that?
Is that extra?
Hey, Glenn, there's
it's
never
extra.
Up on my driveway.
Now that Obama shows in again.
Oh.
I'll call you tomorrow night.
Okay. What if they could put a pile of cinders
in
over
sure
near, the,
I already
near the dumpster?
Well, go be there's a there's
if it's that
there.
Convenient
don't
with
don't
the
have a, don't you have any idea then?
Right.
Yeah, Roger, don't you have
right
any
there.
A toilet outside?
It is a big porta potty was here. We rented it.
Right.
For CPR training last week, and I don't know if they picked
it's
it up.
Still there. I saw it last night.
Let me ask you a question before we start. Roger, you just said you're not getting any mail at all?
Once or twice a month, there will be mail left. I think it's some combination of Shad and Linda Emmett. And it's like once or twice a month that mail is left here.
They're still picking up the mail?
He's delivering it to them, yeah, whatever comes.
So, but... The only thing we've changed are billing. I mean, so we have there's to be nothing changed that you should be getting because we were very careful not to change addresses for
other stuff,
personal mail, that kind of stuff. We're not into. We're strictly bills, and
yeah.
But it kind of concerns me.
It's
been not getting any
months and months of that.
Well, it can't be real important.
They,
I know.
They bring
the, I mean,
it's more of a. My only concern is kind of a paranoia about getting a notification from ISO. That they're coming in 90 days and getting it, you know, 40 days after.
Good point.
No, I'll see them today, but you know, I'm going. I have to pick up some stuff from them now.
I don't expect that to happen.
Here's what happens. Show everybody now. If things go to the PO box that need to come back, it comes to me. 90% of it are, junk mail. So anything that I've seen that's important, you throw them back in your box.
Yeah. Okay.
But
we'll talk.
It hasn't been much though, because most of it's all bills.
I mean, it's just this business.